Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Ready to turn your house into the home you've always dreamed of without the headaches or huge bills? You're tuned to Around the House, the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast, with expert advice that's helped millions tackle everything from remodels to repairs. Hosts Eric G. and John Dudley have got you covered with the best advice and information about your home. Now, let's get this hour started.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. We are at a special, not-so-secret pop-up location for the Around the House Show. We love supporting live and local, and we are down here at my local Park Rose Hardware. Now, if you're a fan of the Around the House Show and Around the House Northwest, the television show, we were down here all the time. And we have my buddy, Chef Nick. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here. Appreciate being on the show.
Man, I love this. This is your guys' 60th birthday party weekend. You guys have been starting to ramp up this, and there it has been busy. I have seen, I don't know how many baskets of fuchsia baskets coming out of here. You guys are busy today.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of good deals today. We've been plugging this for a couple of months. We released our paper ad. It's the only paper ad we're doing this year.
Yep.
And we released our paper ad like 2 weeks early. We did it on purpose.
Nice.
To get people, like, mark your calendars. We got special dates for stuff. And yep, we popped this tent up today as a thank you for, today is actually our birthday, the 25th.
Yeah.
And this is a thanks for shopping here for 60 years.
I love it. I love it. And I love coming down here. So to give you guys an idea, this isn't like your little corner hardware store. This used to be an Albertsons grocery store, so this is a big spot.
Yeah.
And what I like about it, too, is you guys have the most badass tool rental out there.
Yes.
And
we've got so much to rent. Like, right now in the parking lot, we've got an inflatable basketball hoop. We've got cotton candy going. We've got popcorn. We can do snow cones. We can do hot dogs. Coffee if you need a scissor lift while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And a backhoe. We've got all that stuff.
See, and the thing I like about you guys is coming down here is I have rented from other, let's call it national chain hardware store tool rental departments.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep this positive.
Absolutely.
There are so many times I would get it to my house and I'd be ready for a TV shoot. And for instance, I had a Bobcat one time and I'm like, these are racing slicks on this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm in the mud.
Yeah.
This is not going to go well.
Not going to go well.
So after taking things back four or five times of renting, I'm going, it won't start, it won't work, it won't. I'm like, I'm done, came down here. You guys have like new equipment. It is in great shape when you get it. It does not look like it has been abused and brought back and rode hard and put away wet.
Well, yeah. I mean, because we're like sort of that mom and pop, quote unquote, hardware store chain, we all work together, all five stores. We have four locations that do rentals, and we have an asset manager that floats between all four stores. And we call him, we say, hey, man, this one needs service, and he'll drop it out, and he'll bring a new one in. And we have people that know how to fix them.
Yeah.
And we rent them ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rent something to myself that doesn't work.
right.
So it's like, we're going to make sure it works every time.
And you guys have a tool department in here as well. I mean, and here's the one thing, like, great example. I'm building out my new studio.
Right.
And my buddy landlord had rented a digger from the same place, a trencher from the same place that I said that I would never go back to again.
Right.
And he was out there. It took him eight times as long. The thing would just barely idle.
Right.
And it was a 24-inch digger. And I'm going, dude, you went to the wrong place.
Went to the wrong hardware store.
He'll be down here, and it took him 10 times as long. He was on that thing to do probably in clean dirt, no rocks. Right. I was like, man, I'm jealous. This is actually good dirt. It took him like 3 hours to go maybe 30 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could have been taken aback and done by now.
Right.
You know, and it was just those kind of things. And I'm like, and they got the big ones too. So it's not, I mean, you could put it onto a bigger machine.
Right.
And if you had to do 300 feet, you're awesome.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of level of pro stuff that I really appreciate with what you guys have over here.
Absolutely. No, and it's and I remember doing some spots with you back in the day, and we do big equipment, but we also have like small stuff and we have like steel stuff. So if I got a lot of customers that are like, I don't know if I want to buy a saw, and I go, let's go rent one.
Yeah.
We have everything, and I've got a technician who lives and breathes that stuff.
Absolutely.
He bleeds steel. He loves it. So it's like he can just fire it up and he can tell you what's wrong with your saw.
And that's what I love about it, because you walk in here and you guys have like the best steel display ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you have everything up there. Yeah. It's like, one all right, everything.
Yeah.
42 chainsaws. Which one do you want? It's literally looks like that on the wall when you walk in.
Yeah.
And they have the gas stuff for you battery powered guys out there. They got the battery powered stuff. And then you could service it in the back too, which is cool.
Well, absolutely. And then, and not to mention the fact that we have a lot of people here that know what we're talking about. So we don't just let you pick a saw and hope for the best. We're going to talk to you about your project, and we're going to say, well, here's the entry level, and here's the mid-range like homeowner, and here's the professional grade, and what are you working on? What are you cutting?
Yeah.
And we're going to set you up with the right equipment. We do our best to be as professional and give you the quality service that you're looking for.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And I tell you what, when I walk in and ask somebody a question, I'm not talking to the new tool expert that was the paint expert yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
And you see that, because in the other stores, people are bouncing around. I mean, that's their business model. I'm not going to talk smack about it. Yeah. But I know when I walk over, it's more than I do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. No, that's, wait, I love hiring guys here that like are retired contractors, retired plumbers, and retired electricians, and retired this and retired that. And I love the young kids because they got the spunky energy as well.
Yeah.
But and I need that on my team. But like these guys know what they're talking about.
See, and that's the key. And that used to be back in the day when I started working at hardware stores. There was a chain out there that Lowe's bought up that was Eagle Hardware and Garden.
Yeah.
And this is about as close to that as you can get out there, where you walk into a nice place. And, you know, it's well lit. The floors are clean, and you're walking around, and it's got, you guys have way more hardware than everybody else does. Yeah. And so when you're looking for that specialty part, you can walk in and go, I know who's got it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. And we've got not only the hardware, but we started 60 years ago with just fasteners.
Yeah.
Our slogan was, we know nuts. So it's like our store alone has, I think, I don't know, somewhere between 10 and 15,000 different SKUs of bolts and nuts and screws and nails. And we have guys here that know how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a really good relationship with our Midwest fastener vendor, and who's here today.
Nice.
So it's just we have the experts that know how to take care of you.
And that's the cool part. And I mean, you guys have everything from screens. If you got a missing screen, or you got a busted up one where the kid or the dog went through it, bring it down. You guys can have people to fix it. If you don't want to DIY that, you're like, I ain't got time for that. You guys can fix that.
And it's affordable. A lot of people tell me they're like that a lot of the other big box chains, they do screens too, but they're like, it's really expensive. I'm between $20 and $50 per screen, depending on what you're doing.
Nice.
I also build them too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, while I'm missing a screen, give me the dimensions. I got a guy here that does this every day.
Absolutely. And the thing is too, and here's a little secret for you guys out there, if you're going to bring a screen down to someplace, there's usually two sizes of that in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Odds are, unless you got that one weird kitchen window or something, most of the time you can go around and go, oh, same screen. Take it down. You don't even have to measure. Just take it down and go, here's what I got.
Yep.
And it makes it simple.
Yeah.
Man, I am getting hungry smelling this barbecue here.
We've got some cool stuff going here. So I got Brian from Bad Bones Barbecue. He brought in his competition smoker. He's doing chicken thighs right now. We got tri-tip going already.
Oh,
we've got Weber here. She's doing breakfast sandwiches, I think, something like that. And we've got so much cool stuff.
I see Bosch Tools over there.
Bosch Tools. Valspar is here. Answer all your paint needs, staining needs.
I love it.
A lot of little giveaways and stuff.
And we're just out in the parking lot having fun out here today, which is fun. Yeah. This is what's cool. And look at all the people out here. I mean, I come in here all the time, but it's great to see this place packed and solid.
Love to see the neighborhood come together and supporting us like this.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And you guys are just right off the freeway here, too, which is nice for me. I mean, it's 3 minutes to my new shop, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But it's still easy to pass by here. And you guys are in such a great location because
there's not a big box retailer within
a couple miles.
So there's thousands of homes around you here that are in the area that this is the good place to come down and save some money and get the service you're looking for.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing is the service. Is my closest competition is Home Depot. And we love those guys over there.
Yeah.
But people come here because it's a neighborhood store.
Yeah.
We're still that mom and pop feel.
Yeah. And you guys have a badass barbecue section.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. That's where you and I started really talking.
That's right.
All right. I mean, you guys have everything from that little tiny mini Weber cattle up to the biggest, baddest, craziest.
Yeah.
How many thousands of dollars do you want to spend on your portable grill?
Yeah.
Don't change that dial. To find out more, head to our website at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. We are talking all about barbecue when Around the House returns.
Quick question. How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built InstaBid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now I generate a professional PDF estimate, real Home Depot pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Try it free at instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's instabid.pro, code ATH50.
Hey America, get ready to rock the locks. This September 25th through the 27th, the biggest rock festival in the Pacific Northwest explodes at Big River Golf Course in Umatilla, Oregon. 3 full days of nonstop live rock with over 25 bands on 2 stages, including headliners Godsmack, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Simple Plan. Plus Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, Tesla, Seven Dust, Candlebox, Dorothy, Jackal, Cowboy Mouth, and many more. Camping, food trucks, beer gardens, riverfront vibes. It's all ages fun for the whole family. And here's something special. You can hang out with Eric G. from Around the House all weekend long. Tickets and camping passes are on sale right now at rockthelocks.org. That's rockthelocks.org. Don't miss it. Pack your bags, grab your friends, and come from anywhere across the country to Rock the Locks. Tickets are selling fast. Eric G. will see you there.
What's up? This is Sticks of Dania.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
1987. Welcome back to the Around the House show. To find out more, head to our website at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. We are outside at Eric G's local hardware store, Park Rose Hardware, as we help them celebrate their 60th anniversary. Let's get back to the conversation.
And you guys have a badass barbecue section.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. That's where you and I started really talking.
That's right.
All right. I mean, you guys have everything from that little tiny mini Weber cattle up to the baddest, craziest.
Yeah.
How many thousands of dollars do you want to spend on your portable grill?
Yeah, well, So we've got the big Traeger, $4,300 for that one.
Yeah.
And then we've got the little $50. It depends on your need. We don't push anything here. We fit your need, what you need.
Absolutely. This isn't walking into some pressure home sale where everybody's like, hey, you got a minute? It's just, you need a question, come up and get a friendly face to help you out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures over there. I see Forrest, the big boss, taking pictures of other people over here.
Yeah.
No, this is a good old time.
This is a great event. I'm really excited about this and hopefully we can do it again.
Oh, yeah. This should be something we should do a little more often.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you got this huge outdoor area for plants over here, almost the size of most of the other big box stores as well.
We try to do our best to have what we need. So, because I get a lot of, well, I don't want to go to Home Depot. I don't want to go to Ace Hardware. I just want to go to Park Rose because we're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we try to have everything available. Like right now, I think the bait on the hook today is the $19.99 for the 12-inch fuchsia.
Oh, Mother's Day is coming up.
Well,
come on down.
Yeah, come on down. And we're selling out of
of them quick.
Oh, they have to be, because I've probably seen 100 leaves. Every cart has three of them in it. They're hanging off the sides. No, it looks like one of the homeless people on the other side of the freeway walking down there.
No, it's absolutely incredible. So I'm so excited about it.
That's good. And again, this is kind of my little gift to you guys and the support your local hardware store day.
Thank you
so
much.
We're going to call that now.
I love it.
Let's create this.
It's going to be on the new holiday.
It's on the new holiday. It's going to be on the 25th. We'll do it every year. Yeah, so for the 61st, 62nd, 63rd, we'll just keep doing that.
We'll just support your local hardware day. I love it.
I love it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So who else do we have up over here? Should we steal the barbecue master himself?
Yeah, I can go grab him for you.
You want to grab him? Yeah, and I'll just kind of tell the story here while you're doing that.
You got it.
All right. And then we have... coming up here, we got the Taste Master. We're talking Bad Bones Barbecue. I will put those on you right there, brother. Thanks for coming on today, man.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk some barbecue, guys. Introduce yourself so people can put a face and voice to the name.
Well, I am Brian Gurney with Bad Bones Barbecue. We're based out of the Pacific Northwest. We are a competition team, as well as have our sauces and rubs out on the market.
Good stuff. I've used it. It is the flavor maker.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of award-winning products in there, and they're all, most of them are tested in competition, and I use them all myself, and
that's nice.
I take a lot of pride in using natural ingredients and
that's awesome.
Bold flavor profiles. And
people watch those competition shows out there, and it's interesting. To me, it almost seems, I mean, it's a competition. It's not real life barbecue of how you have to present it, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still good. There's the game to it.
It's completely different than backyard barbecue.
Yeah.
It's very fine-tuned. Everything's timed out. All your temperatures, your finished products, the way you trim it and all that stuff is much more detailed. At home, when I cook a brisket, I just... trim a little fat off of it and load it up with rub and let her go.
Let her go, yeah. But, there it's a whole different game.
Oh, yeah. You trim it down so you have nice slices and the point and burn ends and things. And so there's a little bit more that goes into it. Plus, you're cooking four different meats in a competition, so you've got to time all that out because turn-ins are half hour, hour apart.
Yeah.
And you gotta have it in on time or you get disqualified.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've had some good discussions with Leanne Whippen, who's done a fair amount of barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And her buddy of mine is that I've gone way back with, Jeff Tracy, who does the Barbecue Nation show out there. So he's a good friend of mine. But I tell you what. I learned a lot just hearing the horror stories. And then, of course, there's the barbecue stuff that's on TV that you see, the competition stuff.
Oh, sure.
That she was on. But I think it's awesome for people to go out and compete. But, yeah, it's a whole different game than throwing it on for your friends.
And then on top of that, you know, you're cooking and you're kind of – it's up to the judges as to, you know, what you're they like and don't like or how they're judging. And so to win, you've got to make sure they're all pleased.
Yeah.
And so there's little compromises that go on in there. But
there's a lot.
It makes it fun, though.
Yeah. So what got you started? Were you doing competition barbecue and started kind of creating your own stuff? Or what came first on the chicken and the egg between Bad Bones and your competition career?
Well, we first started out, I didn't really know too much about the competitions and things. We started out with small local things.
Yeah.
And we got kind of addicted to it. And then we started figuring out a little larger, more sanctioned events. So we started off just doing like bars and Harley Davidson and different places like that. And then we expanded. I found out what the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association was, which is the sanctioning body from here.
Yeah.
And we started into that. Then we discovered KCBS, which is more of a national.
Absolutely.
And then we just started growing and we've been growing ever since.
Nice.
We're not competing as much right now because we're focused on our...
Well, you got a brand advantage.
Yes. And it's a lot of fun. I've kind of changed the excitement of competition into the marketing and all that. So
it's all creative. And then you're coming out with new stuff. And
well, I think cooking is just another creative outlet for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a photographer and a graphic designer for most of my life. And I've just kind of switched it over to cooking. And if I could just sit around and make up recipes for sauces and rubs and things like that and skip the other part, I probably would.
Absolutely. No, and it's cool because you're creating new stuff. I mean, you and I were chatting about some new stuff you got for the cocktail crowd coming out, which is going to be awesome.
Yep.
But I don't know if you want to talk about that yet. Is that to be released still?
It's not released, but we can talk about
it. Okay, let's talk about it. I don't want to let any trade secrets yet.
We're coming out with a Bloody Mary mix called Diablo Sangre. which means devil's blood.
Nice.
And I'm just waiting to see it for the first time in a finished bottle today. So Ooh. We're pretty excited. I'm going to probably launch it at the end of next week. I just put it on the website. So it's kind of an all-encompassing, spicy Bloody Mary mix.
Nice.
That you don't need to add a whole lot to it. It's got horseradish and pepper and pickle juice and a lot of things in it, so that at a bar, you know how they have to add stuff. You won't have to do that. And kind of the kicker in there is I've got my Hellbent barbecue sauce, which kind of adds a savoriness and a little smokiness and a little heat. So for somebody tailgating or a backyard guy back there cooking.
And it's so awesome because so many people, like, let's call it Sunday morning brunch at the house, getting ready to watch some sports or whatever.
Exactly.
And you're diving in, you're like, I don't have any of this, I don't have any of that. And you're trying to work around to create your own Bloody Mary. Now they just got the easy button.
Oh, that's what I hope. I'm looking forward to trying it. It's been quite a while since we started the process. Because I have to come up with the recipe and I develop that. And then I've got to go to the co-packer and then we develop it there. And then they got to produce it. So
and it has to be in that price point where it's affordable for people. And then what you create in your house is so much different than what goes when you have to think of the production side of it.
Yes.
It's cool to go, I'm going to put this in this. But then you have to come up with the process, right?
Well, I was originally just going to do it for fun and give it to friends and family and stuff. But it's kind of blown up a little bit. So now I got a lot of interest in it. And so it's kind of, we will probably be running again pretty soon. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to people trying it. It should be pretty fun. I don't think there's many barbecue teams that have put anything like that out. So
this barbecue talk is making me hungry. Around the House, we'll be right back. No, not from you, not from anybody. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Hey, everyone. It's Eric G. from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the Epoxy Live Edge Master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show. Eric G was out at Park Rose Hardware last week for their 60th birthday party. Let's get back to our discussion with Brian Gurney from Bad Bones Barbecue.
Well, I was originally just going to do it for fun and give it to friends and family and stuff, but it's kind of blown up a little bit, so now I got a lot of interest in it. And so it's kind of, we will probably be running it again pretty soon. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to people trying it. It should be pretty fun. I don't think there's many barbecue teams that have put anything like that out, so it should be a little different for people.
Nice. And there's a ton of sauces and spices over here on your table that you're showing over here, which is super cool. What advice can you give to people out there? Like, I'm a tri-tip guy. I've been a tri-tip guy for 25 years, being a West Coast guy. Sure. You know, so many other people I'd be talking to, they're like, what's tri-tip? Not anymore, but it used to be just kind of a very much California West
Coast thing.
Brisket
was that way, too.
Brisket was that way.
It was used to, when I first started, it was like 98 cents a pound, and it was like garbage. They didn't, it was just,
what am I going to do with this kind of thing?
Low budget and tough.
Yeah.
And now you're paying $6 a pound or more.
Or more.
You know?
Yeah.
And look at that.
Yep.
See what he's got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. That looks interesting.
Yeah. Actually, you see the label.
Uh-huh. That's cool. So, we got I see boxes rolling up here. This is pretty cool. And now we almost like a live unveiling here. That's awesome. And what the cool thing is what would you recommend for people that are cooking like a tri-tip like that? If they're going to roll in, what do you say?
I cook mine hot and fast. I use my beast rub.
Yep.
But I've also got a twisted brisket rub. It is real good on any kind of beef or anything like that. But I use the beast on it. And I sear it. And then I'll move it off to the side and let it slow finish for a bunch of heavy smoke. And
good to go.
That's how I do it. But, you can smoke it for a couple hours if you want to get it up to temp.
I don't know. I like that crust, though. I like that crust. You throw it on there, get that crust.
Yep.
And that way, when you cut through it, you got that hard. And to me, it just, at least in my cooking, my belief is it just keeps the flavor inside of that, right?
Absolutely. It just seals it in.
Yeah. So I've always cooked that way. And that's, I don't have anybody teaching me. I just went, oh, that turned out good. I'm going to do it like that from now on.
Well, that's how I've kind of learned, is just through trial and error.
Yeah.
And you make a mistake, and then you just remember it and go back and don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
One time I was cooking brisket, and I swear it was done 6 hours early in the middle of the night. I usually pull it like at 9 a.m. or so, because turn-ins like at 11. I swear it was done at 4, 3, something like that. And I was like going, gosh darn it, we came all this way and we're going to get lose.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, let's just let it hold, because we'll see what it does, and we'll learn from it. And we ended up getting first place with it. And so I'm like, well, now I don't got to sweat it.
Next time
it's done early, I'm like, that's all right.
So I can just sit there. Are you wrapping it at that point just to keep it can get dry and that stuff?
Yeah, we wrap it and put it in the Cambro so it stays nice and warm, kind of slowly cools down.
So it's just sitting there loving itself its own juices.
Yep.
So
it soaks everything back in.
Almost like a sauce then. It's just sitting there that extra time, just kind of sitting there marinating in its own and getting deeper and deeper.
It's better that way anyway.
Yeah.
I should always let your meat rest.
So it's always like when you make spaghetti sauce, right?
Absolutely.
The second day, it's way better than the first day.
Well, another thing like with the spaghetti sauce, or pasta, you add all this stuff into it, then you let it cook for a few hours, and then it doesn't have that same flavor still built in it, so you got to reapply.
Absolutely.
And then overnight, as it sits, it just gets better.
Yeah.
You reheat it like lasagna. It's
always same thing. Yeah, same thing. It's just day two is so much better.
Yes, for sure.
So much better. And man, you guys have sauces for everything, don't you? Whether it's chicken or pork or
we do, and there it's a variety. I tried to incorporate some Pacific Northwest flavors, too, because I have cherry habanero, smoked peach, apple chipotle.
Nice.
So I'm using some fruit in those. And then the other ones are all like the honey mustard.
Yeah.
And we've got beast and sweet and twangy is kind of a little southern, all the southern twang in there.
Nice.
It's not full on or vinegar and red peppers, but
it's not my favorite barbecue. I'm a West Coast guy, so that's not my.
You'd like this though.
Yeah.
This is kind of in the middle of Kansas City style, and a southern type.
Yeah,
of
I mean, I'll have it. I don't ever say no, as you can tell. But my favorite is kind of the West Coast flavors.
Okay.
Just because I've been here for that one.
Kansas City type of tomato based.
Yeah.
Sauce.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
And I like that. It's just to get down into some of the super vinegar stuff, and for my palate, it's not my favorite.
Me neither.
But. But this is my favorite way to cook it.
It does bring out the flavors of pork. It really does.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Even vinegar, straight vinegar, you dip some pork in there, it just opens it all up.
Yeah, and that's some good flavor at that point.
For sure.
So, makes sense. So, how do people find out about you guys and order your stuff? I mean, you're in Park Rose Hardware here, but for people across the country, if they want to place an order, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know what? Go to the website. It's www.badbonesbbq.com. And there's a shopping section in there. It's got gift boxes. It's got everything on there. I've already got the Bloody Mary mix on there. And all my sauces and rubs are on there.
Sweet.
And we ship. I just got a big order 10 minutes ago. So we get them all. We get them all quite a bit. So we ship within a day or two. And you can order wherever you want.
Yeah, this stuff.
Hot sauces are on there too.
Oh yeah, no, you guys have everything over there.
Yeah.
And I've been watching your stuff in the store here, because every time I'm in here, I'm like, ooh, what else is on here that I haven't tried yet?
Well, it's funny because I keep creating new stuff and I keep waiting for people to go, that's too much. But everybody's just, what do you got new? So they're waiting for it.
They're waiting for it. They're like, all right, I played with that. Now what?
Yep.
And that's the fun exploratory stuff of cooking, when you're like, all right, this is cool. I got a buddy who's out of Baton Rouge that makes this really cool Cajun, just basically a Cajun rub. And it's killer, but it's his like grandfather's Cajun rub from there.
That's funny.
There's nothing like it.
I got a black rub that I've got that does the same kind of thing, and a blackened rub. And I didn't know if it would do well or not. And
sure.
I get people that order 4 cases of it now. And I did the same thing with the wild game rub. Mm-hmm. The wild game rub, it can go on anything, but
sure.
it's just got some different flavor profiles. It seems to be doing really well.
Yeah. Well, I like it when you've got the game rub like that, because to me it's always a little different cooking that, because you've got all those almost natural game flavors that are in there that you're not getting from beef, pork, and chicken so much, that you've got these other flavor profiles within some of the wild game.
Well, and I'm trying to have a variety of things. Obviously, like a wild game rub's kind of pigeonholing itself into wild game, but it's not really. I mean, people put it on chicken and beef. I get emails all the time. People put it on chicken wings or different things. Same thing with the blackened rub. It goes on beef or chicken or pork or shrimp. When I was first experimenting with that, I put it on a bunch of shrimp, mm-hmm. and then made a fettuccine cream-based sauce, and I put it in there.
Yeah.
And that was the last time before I started production of it, because my wife and I both looked at each other and went, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, because it just had the heat and the flavors and the paprika and all that and brown sugar.
Yeah.
So that we knew it was done.
Brown sugar is one of my favorite little secret sauce things for barbecue.
Especially like on that blackened seasoning, if you put it on salmon,
mm-hmm.
it just makes a nice crust on there, melts into the salmon, and especially on a grill.
I use a lot of, like when I do my turkey for Thanksgiving, I always cook it out on the barbecue.
Yeah, and I do too. There's nothing smoking one. There's nothing better.
No.
I remember my dad one time, I used to cook a lot of turkeys, and they came over and we both looked at each other and he goes, that's the best turkey I've ever had. And I mean, me too.
Yeah. Because I'm not the biggest turkey person. I don't wake up one day and go, I want turkey today.
I do.
Actually, I love that. Yeah. But you gotta cook it right.
It's just when you smoke it, that skin picks up that smoke flavor.
Yeah.
And if you get it crispy,
mm-hmm.
it's really good.
So what I do is with mine is I usually do, and this is something I've been doing for a couple of years now for Thanksgiving. So I'll throw some Guinness in there.
Interesting.
I'll throw butter.
Yeah.
And then I'll have some brown sugar.
Sure.
And then spices on that thing. It's money because you get the crust, you get the Guinness that gives you a little of that dark, kind of hoppy, smoky, and then you get the caramelization from that.
Yeah.
And it's money.
Yeah.
And that's just me screwing around, blowing, what if I did this? And then it turns out and you go, holy smokes, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, for sure. You know what? And that's the fun of it. Just experiment, play around. When I put my turkey in, I don't mess with it. I try to not even open the door for hours, 3 or 4 or 5 hours. But I've got a probe so I know what the temp is. But
dude, I do the same thing.
I don't poke at it or do anything. And one time I had a probe in there,
mm-hmm.
and it was just about done. I opened up the smoker and I went to pull the probe out and it squirted the juice. And I've had them split too because there's so much moisture in it.
Yeah, I just can't handle
it. The skin splits.
Yeah. And that last time where I had the split, and I was like, that's not a bad thing.
They're ugly, but they sure taste good.
This isn't a competition. I'm not trying to put the bird on the table for a TV shoot. It's all right. It's falling apart right now. It's done.
Yeah, but it's juicy, and it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the secret, guys, when you're doing this stuff. And I think one tip that I always give is don't pay attention to what the bottle says it's for. Just because it's made for beef, you could use it on so many other things or whatever.
Well, that's so true, because like my artisan turkey rub, I use that on my prime rib because it's got butter and lemon and salt, pepper, garlic, and different herbs in there. And it just, for a prime rib, it's awesome. So I use it on a variety of things, but people read it and think, turkey? No, I'm not cooking turkey. So
yeah,
I don't know. I got to do a little more marketing in that regard just so people know that the chicken rub goes great on fish, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
It was funny. So for Christmas, it was just Elisa and I for Christmas this year. So dinner, I went, okay, we're going to go out and throw on the barbecue. We're going to throw on. I went up here to Zupan's up the street and got a really nice American Kobe, like 2-inch.
That's what I cook.
Just awesome ribeye.
Yeah, I don't cook them if they're too thin. They cook too fast.
I hate it. I go into my grocery store and I'll go, if I'm not 5/8 or bigger, and I'm going to get really geeky on this, I go, it's not my favorite.
Me neither. Then it shrinks, so it's half an inch, 3/4 inch. I want a nice thick steak that you can slice, and it's red and
if I
juicy.
Want a steak, I might go to the freezer section. Thing is, here's the thing. I mean, and we did that. It was money that night. Just perfect. Had the probe in it, so it was awesome. The next day, though, my secret is there was so much beef, we didn't finish it all. We're like, all right, we're already in a meat coma. We can't finish this whole thing. We were sharing it. Next morning, I just threw in a cast iron pan on the grill for breakfast. Bunch of butter in there. Little bit seasoning just to touch it off. And it was better than the night before.
Oh, good. Yeah, for sure.
And it's that's the fun stuff. If you and I'm a medium rare guy. I'm not.
Me too. I don't like it too rare, but.
I had my, it's funny story. I told this story years ago, but I was over at my mom's house for the holidays and she's, oh, you want to cook stuff? And I'm all right. One of my brothers and I don't get along that great. He wanted it so cooked. And I went to, I'm going to be a jerk. I'm going to burn the hell out of this thing and give it to him. And he goes,
you probably loved it, right?
He goes, can you put it back on for a minute? And I'm like, I just looked at him and I gave him my tongs and I just went, here, man, I was being a jerk doing it this much. I can't do it, man. It's like, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it takes all the flavor out of it.
It does.
If you do that, yeah.
There's
no way
fun.
To save it, no.
No, and you can't cover up enough A1 steak sauce on that to make it taste good.
No.
I don't want to hook. I don't want to eat a hockey puck.
No, not at all. And it dries it out, and you lose all the flavor, and then you got to chew it. That's
no fun.
I thought it was something medium rare. And
yeah.
Still got some of those juices. And
absolutely.
Taste the
it's
rub.
It's good stuff.
Smoke. Grill.
So if somebody was going to jump on your website before we go and order one sauce, what's the one that you would say that's the good starter one for them to play with?
I would say if you're looking for something that's mild, I would go with the smoked peach. It actually won first place at the American Royal in Kansas City a couple of years ago.
Nice.
If you like kind of a medium,
yeah,
the beast is really good. It's got a nice balance between heat and sweet.
Nice.
If you like spicy, my favorite's the cherry habanero. I put that on ribs and pork. And along with my Divine Swine rub, it's just really a good pair. I like some heat. And the Hellbent is a little spicier, but none of it's over the top hot.
Yeah.
Not even my hot sauces. I want balance and a nice heat, but not something that is irritating.
Here's the thing. Anybody can make a garbage, I'm going to burn your mouth off. That doesn't take any skill.
Well, that's like my orange, the El Jefe Bravo. It's got a nice balance and you taste sweet, and then you actually taste the peppers. You can taste the habanero, and then it falls it off, but the heat comes on.
Absolutely.
And it's a nice heat. It's not a blistering, like if somebody's, because a lot of these hot sauces are so much habanero and vinegar that they kind of just, they're too much heat.
Yeah.
So.
I like it to sneak up on me.
I do too.
But not blow my socks off where it's miserable.
You want to enhance your food.
Yeah.
And make it taste better. And to me, if food doesn't have a little heat, like Indian food, if it doesn't have heat, it's bland. And
it's boring.
Yeah, so I like some heat in there. But not so much that you're wiping your forehead.
I don't want to be sweating off going, do I have any milk in the fridge?
No, exactly.
It's never my place. And,
so
and
that's that, kind of my goal is
nice.
Be balanced and flavorful and
awesome.
Have depth.
Yeah, that is money. That is money and some great barbecue tips. What's your favorite way to cook, Wood?
Oh, I like to smoke.
Okay.
When I braise. During the winter, I braise a lot. I like braising like short ribs. And my favorite thing to smoke would be beef ribs.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Coat them with my beast real heavy and then just let them smoke for 6, 7, 8 hours. They are so good. I mean, the bark on it tastes almost like beef jerky. And it's just the inside super. You can eat them with a fork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just almost. You're at that point, you're struggling to keep it on the bone.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I just said to my wife, I'm going to go get some of those and cook them in the next couple of weeks.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, it's that season.
Yeah.
I mean, we're out here.
I'm better than brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a little easier to cook, too.
Yeah. You just let them go.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're really forgiving. And most people, they're really hard to find. Finding nice, thick beef rib is not easy because, like, regular grocery stores just trim everything off.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
it's kind of a waste of time to cook.
Do you have a favorite spot here in the Pacific Northwest you like to shop?
I have quite a few, but, you know, the Meeting Place.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they've got real good meat. And that's where I usually get my ribs out there.
Yeah, get your good stuff out there.
Beef ribs, yeah. They're just marbled and beautiful. But, you know, there's Butcher Boys and Top Choice and White's. And they're out there. They all have
support
their own specialties.
Your local guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's way better meat than at the grocery store.
Man,
All of them.
Yeah, and when I walk into the grocery stores, I'll walk past the meat counter and like I said, most of the time, they're just those 3/4-inch steaks. And I'm just like, I can't do that.
I have to go in. And usually, if it's not a butcher shop like that, I'll go even to the butcher shop and say, can you cut them so that they're
a couple inches?
Because I like to sear it and then slow cook it over an hour.
I can't do that with 3/4-inch. By the time you're seared, it's done.
It is. And even if you put it in the pan, it's done.
Yeah.
So
there's just no winning that. No winning that. Well, brother, I will let you get back to cooking. I don't want to steal from you.
Thank you. I'm going to go check that and
do it. And what's the best way to people? Let's give your website one more time so people can get that.
It's www.badbonesbbq.com. So BONESBBQ.
Awesome. Thanks,
all right,
brother.
Sir, thank
appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. There are some barbecue tips and some flavor making right there. So if you want to check that stuff out, if you're in my area here at my hardware store, they got them on the shelf, which is super cool. And I absolutely love that because this gives you tons of cooking options and it's a heck of a lot of fun. All right, guys, it's time we talk hardware. And I love talking hardware and fasteners. This is something that's super cool. Let's get an introduction here so we can talk about what you do.
Hey, I'm Chris with Midwest Fastener. I'm a representative. I've been doing sales with these guys for 7.5 years, serving the Park Rose account for 7.5 years.
Nice, man. I think some people go, it's just fasteners and stuff. But it's so important because the average DIYer can make so many basic mistakes out there. How many times have I been to look at somebody's deck project that went sideways? And I see drywall screws everywhere, or just regular little gold screws, right? And it's fasteners have ratings.
We do. We have lots and lots of ratings on fasteners. We offer things from your basic drywall screw all the way up to your outdoor exterior rated screws. There's also structural ratings and fasteners that a lot of people don't understand or oversee by accident. Just as an example, the IES evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So structural ratings on our construction lags.
Nice.
Everybody knows what a lag bolt is, but now we got high performance lag bolts. No pre-drilling required. You just send it home. It's exterior rated or it's stainless. Still needs that shear rating.
Dude, I love it. And I have been a lag person for probably 8 or 9 years that it's just been my go-to because it is so nice, especially with big projects. When you got, I got a 6-inch lag to drive in. And I've got, whether it's your DeWalt, your Milwaukee, your Bosch, whatever you're using, and you can just send it.
Yep.
And you know it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I got them. I think we go up to 16 inches in total length.
Yeah.
We've got beam lags, ledger board screws. So if you're connecting through your studs or rim joists on your house for a deck, it's there.
Yeah. And you guys have such a great selection of stuff as well because, I mean, there's aisles of hardware here. This is not the 16 feet of it at the hardware store.
No, sir. Park Rose Hardware has always been known to hold the selection. Post standard, metric, coarse, fine, grades 2, 5, 8, grades 8.8, 10.9, galvanized, stainless steel. Also, the various different packaging and sizing, too. We want to meet your project's needs.
Yeah.
So to be the vendor that supplies them 90%+ of their fasteners, it's an honor.
It's awesome. Yeah. And you guys do it right. And it's so cool because when you're doing projects and you're having to like bolt something together to be able to go, man, there's the grade 8. I need that for this. And you got to use it for the right stuff. Think of bolts and nuts and all of that stuff. Things are rated for exactly their use. You know, if you just go get something that's galvanized, that's just basic, that'll work. But when you're putting together in the garage a project, like you're throwing the engine on the engine stand or something like that, having that grade 8 bolt is important.
Absolutely. Well, understanding the fact that you can't use stainless steel on your steering components for your truck.
Perfect example.
I warn people daily. They're like, well, it won't rust. And the other one rusted. I'm like, okay, well, you come to Park Rose, we have the knowledge to explain, like, hey, grade 2 and stainless are about the same strengths.
Yeah.
But you want grade 8 because it's going to hold it together.
It's going to hold it together. And I see the same thing where people will make that mistakes. Oh, I didn't have my hitch pin for my hitch. And they throw the grade 8 bolt in there. I'm like, that's not what that's meant for. It's meant for the other direction.
Yeah, that's going to wear out your hitch carrier real fast.
Real fast. And just go get the pin. Go get the pin.
Just get the pin. It's right
super
there.
Super simple. It's right there. It's right over there. And they're not that much different price from the grade 8 bolt and washers and bolt and the nut by the time you get there, too.
Bingo.
So, but, guys, it's all about using the right materials for the project. And I think that's so important. And if I didn't have another Phillips screw in my life, I'd be happy. I love regular torque stuff, unless I'm doing finish work. If I'm using some brass screws or something like that, there's something to that. But I'm kind of gone into the anti-Phillips guy recently.
Hey, I understand that. We are tired of buying number two Phillips. I mean, they wear out fast. They cam out real quick. That's their job, is to cam out after a certain torque load.
Yeah, so you don't bust them.
But also, like, we were carrying stainless steel Torx drive machine screws now. Standard See? Metric. Like, we offer that. We have it for guys like you. On top of that, too, we have over 330 feet of linear fasteners back there. That's over a football field in one line of just fasteners with an average 4 foot tall height set.
Dude.
That's 10,000 to 11,000 plus overall SKUs and offerings. That's the bar I try to hold for these guys and then more as we continue on through the adventure of business.
Absolutely. And that's why these guys are just such a king in the area for hardware. It's nobody close.
Cool story. Back when I first started, and we're talking, I mean, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I was working late one night, just getting the order in, because during the season, a guy drove in from Quarter Lane, Idaho.
Dude.
To the Sandy Boulevard location and got there at 7:45 p.m. They close at 8. And he was just so thankful that we had the quantity he needed for a project so he can turn around and drive back in the night to Quarter Lane, Idaho.
That's a haul.
That has stuck out to me, to the importance of keeping a deep inventory, the selection, and keeping our word out there and just grabbing more and more new customers to show them who we are.
What's crazy is he had to drive through Spokane, Tri-Cities to get here.
Yeah.
That's what it took for him to get that.
Yeah.
He was insane.
He was in a pinch in a job.
Yep.
And I don't know how he heard about Park Rose. I don't know if he knew about Park Rose, but, you know, somehow he ended up on Sandy Boulevard at 7:45 p.m. and was stoked to buy, if I remember correctly, it was 5/8 grade 2 nuts.
He just needed them.
He needed 2 quarter kegs, and we had it.
And that's the crazy part, though, is people, when you get to that point of, oh my gosh, I got to have this now. And especially if you're a contractor, you got a paying thing going. That's important.
And that's where it's funny you speak of contracting. I've got all my high performance deck and ledger screws on display today over here.
Nice.
Right next to the grand prize giveaway for their barbecue.
Yeah, you guys are giving away a badass Weber over there.
Absolutely.
That's cool. And unfortunately, when you guys hear this, you won't be able to get that. But pay attention for next year when we do this.
Bingo.
That's how we do it. But I tell you what, it is one of those things that the fasteners are such a key piece to any project, because nobody likes things falling apart, loosening up, failing, rotten out, all of that stuff.
Old friend of mine, he was a logger for a long time. He has a saying, the world doesn't turn without lumber. He's right. But that lumber also has to have a way to be connected to be worth anything.
Yep.
So lumber, fasteners, steel. Fasteners is the behind the scenes that holds it all together.
Yeah. And pay attention to the finish on these two guys. If you're out here and us in the Pacific Northwest and any of you coastal people out there, that's what stainless steel is for.
Mm-hmm.
When you're out there by salt water, you will spend a little more money and you can set it and forget it.
Bingo.
Otherwise, it's going to look bad. And yes, some of the, if you're doing a decking project, yes, you can use some of the coated ones, but it's still stainless is the way to go.
Stainless is the way to go. And something that a lot of people don't understand is that there's different grades of stainless as well. You have 304 stainless, which is good.
Yeah.
Then you got 316, which is more stainless and nickel content, which is more coast proof per se. You're doing a deck on the coast, buy our 316 deck screws.
Yeah.
We have them. So.
And in Torx.
Yeah.
Torx.
Sweet. For you especially.
There we go.
Perfect.
That's how we do it, brother. And you guys are in hardware stores all across the country, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So we're based out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. We have warehouses across the country and we ship internationally.
Yeah.
So like Midwest Fastener, we're big enough to deliver. We're small enough to care. We started many, many years ago and we're working our way up. And we love it. It's what we do.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, I like to say we partner with the stores. We're not just a supplier.
There we go.
We're here for the long run.
Awesome. Brother, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Here, man. This is so much fun. And get down to your local hardware store, guys. Go out, spend some time with them. And I'm going to wrap this up here over here at Park Rose Hardware for the day. We have got so many people in here. There's a line up for food here, which is super cool. Everybody's tasting the sauces. They got tacos. And I know by the time you hear this, you won't be able to come down. But I wanted to get you with some people here that really could change how you barbecue and talk about the local hardware store. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
We are out of time. Thanks to our friends at Park Rose Hardware for the hospitality. Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. All over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G. with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.